Chimichanga.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy Coon.
Jimmy, can I have a Chimichanga?
No, Carl. It's me.
Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. I wanna watch this anime with you, Jimmy.
No, Carl.
Take the red pill, Jimmy.
No, I cannot. I'm Jimmy Neutron.
It's me, Sheen.
Sheen, no.
I am watching Dimension W.
No, Sheen, please, your brain will rot because you're watching a bad
Ultra
show.
Ultra Lord told me to.
Ultra Lord's a fictional character.
Also, I have this coil stuck in my back.
Wait a second, that's not good.
It's up your ass, Sheen.
Wait.
Carl, shut up.
Wait.
You're the one who put it in there.
Wait a second.
Join Antifa, Jimmy.
No.
Come on, Jimmy, they got t-shirts.
No, stop, please. It's me, Jimmy Neutron.
Ah, Neutron!
Miss Cowell!
You have to join an extracurricular
Miss Cowell,
activity.
No! No, my brain's too big for extracurriculars. My IQ is much too high.
Jimmy, this is your principal. Your fabulous principal.
Yeah, and?
You're expert.
Okay, good. I was already smarter than this stupid school.
Okay, see ya.
I took the red pill, Jimmy. That's me.
That was sodium chloride.
Dude, that was actually sodium chloride.
Yeah, that's what I said. Salt.
Dude, you're supposed to press the buttons with the pictures
yeah,
on
them. Yeah, no, I did it all in my head. Did it all in my head. Calculation.
And I did not hear you say a big McThankies from McSpanky.
Well, I just think that's stupid.
It's not stupid. You're stupid.
This is the last episode of the podcast.
Oh, hey there, Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo. Well, we've been talking. Me and your mother have been talking, and, well, we need to talk about something.
Hi, Jimmy's mom.
Oh, Carl. What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, just hanging.
Can you get out of my house?
Why?
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. Let's get a little
no,
closer.
No, I don't like this stuff. Stop it. Don't like it.
Hey, Jimmy.
Carl.
Carl, what are you doing?
Sheen, please get your stupid friend away.
It's okay, Ms. Neutron. I got him.
Thank you.
Carl, here's a llama.
It's okay.
Llama.
And it's me, Jimmy Neutron. You gotta stop.
Oh! Jimmy Neutron, what happened?
I took the red pill and it made my voice drop.
I see, but your head is also very quite small now. It's very peepee. Oh,
well, actually, I just shaved my head.
I didn't like that. Why would he shave his head? That makes him Jimmy Neutron.
No, it doesn't. His birth certificate makes him Jimmy Neutron.
No, it's his big fucking meaty brain.
Jimby Neutron.
What is Jimmy short for? Is it
James? It's James. Jimithin? No, it's James Isaac Neutron. They say it in the first movie. They say it in the movie.
James Isaac.
Yeah, she's like
Neutron.
James Isaac Neutron. Get down here and
go to your
well, honey, you gotta say that's pretty cool.
So, was he like,
hey, honey, that was epic.
Love how we're avoiding to talk about Dimension W so
sucks.
Much.
Because you guys aren't being funny.
What do you?
I'm waiting on an
that
intro.
That was the funny.
I've been waiting. Chuck's like, no, let's do it again.
Just
do it again.
Just do it again.
No. You gotta do it.
Just do the intro.
I'm Chuck, and I think you're gonna do it again.
You just. I know. You just gotta do an intro.
Hey, honey, you gotta just do it again.
You fucking libtard.
Come on, Jimmy, we gotta start. Just do it again.
Just do it again.
Yeah, Jimmy, do it again.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, yo, it's me, Jimmy. Do it again.
It's me, Pops from the candy bar. You gotta do it again.
Hey, it's...
Was his name even Pops?
I think so. Hey, it's me, Nikki. You gotta do it again.
Hey, it's me, the cooler Jimmy Neutron. Hey,
oh, my
gotta
God.
Gotta do it again.
The cooler Jimmy Neutron. Hey, yo, it's me, the cooler Jimmy Neutron. How's it going, Toots?
Hey, here I am again.
Hey, they said I couldn't happen, but I'm back once again.
Featured on the Funky Anime Podcast.
Oh, don't you love that? Oh, thank you, Garbalax, for having me.
Huh? I don't even know who you are.
The cooler Jimmy Neutron.
Who are you?
It's me,
who is this
the
man?
Cooler Jimmy Neutron. I got my hair slicked back and I wear sunglasses. Guys, we're trapped in a loop of trying to start the podcast, but not having enough interest in actually starting it, so we just never do.
Groundhog's
That's our
Dimension
podcast. W. The Schrodinger's podcast.
Hey, hopefully that intro bit was very funny, ha ha ha, because we're about to start and I'm not doing this again.
Let's
Welcome
play.
Back.
That was expertly
Let's
done.
Play another game of which co-host is a robot. Today I'm hosting the episode because Pino won't do this bit again. The two ghosts
I
have
been here before.
The two ghosts here are Garbalax
Hello.
From the Funky Anime Podcast.
Hello.
And the other ghost is Pino from the Funky Anime Podcast podcast.
Hi, I like that podcast a lot better than the Funky Anime Podcast.
So since they're both ghosts, we're going to have to ask them a few questions to see which one is really our co-host and the other one is not.
Oh.
Garbalax.
Can I, what? I can't huh? answer any questions.
No. Okay, that's fair. Garbalax,
huh?
If I stuck a knife in you, would you bleed?
I guess we'll have to find out.
Oops, let's
I don't
try.
Know.
He bled. That's the co-host. Hey, Pino.
Hey, what's up?
If I stabbed you, would you bleed?
Well, I don't know. Let's find
out. Okay, stab.
You missed.
Oh, shoot. Let me try it again. Stab.
You missed.
Man, I'm really bad. Stab.
Stop stabbing Garb. You're missing.
Sorry. He's just so stabbable. Stab.
All right, let me...
Okay, so this time I'm gonna be real careful. I'm gonna.
Okay, I'm gonna. Ready? How about I put my hand out?
Okay.
And you stab my hand.
Okay,
Lift
ready?
Your leg up.
Stab!
Ah!
Oh, man, I think he bled too, I think.
Ah!
No, that's
what's
my
the,
blood!
What's this bottle of ketchup next to you?
I was eating a hot dog earlier.
Oh, fair. Okay, so I guess they're both our co-host and not Ghost Lost in Dimension W. So welcome to the podcast!
Thank you for introing. Yay!
Yay!
I don't have any white
Everybody,
blood cells left.
But you're still up and breathing, and that's what counts.
For now.
Welcome back. Let's all give Chuck a round of applause for carrying this intro. I feel like we've already started an episode with applause for like the past three episodes, but hey, you know what? We're doing it again. Welcome back to the Funky
We need
Anime
the reassurance.
Podcast. Of course. The one still bleeding out from all the trauma. Well, that's my buddy there,
Please
Garb.
Send me to a hospital. I'm in severe pain.
No, thank you.
The one standing over the body with a knife in hand, thinking he won the contest. Well, that's Chuck.
I won the contest.
He was the host.
I did it. I won because I hosted and therefore got money.
And the one ready to put a coil in Garb and not end his suffering because he doesn't want to be a robot. Well, that's me, Pino. Here, I'm just going to put this right here in
wait
your
a second.
Chesticle
that's not,
area.
That's not, no, wait, that's not part of the game.
Wrong hole.
Yeah, wait a second. How many holes do you have? Oh, right, the stab wounds.
Wait, you actually went through the several stab wounds that he incurred over the... course of the episode.
Well, I'll just have to fill him up with more coils.
Okay.
But I
man, this
coils.
Guy has so many coils in him.
But I think coils are bad.
Sorry, my friend. You did.
Man, how many coils does he have? Like, seven? Wow. That's truly
That's
epic.
More than Jimmy Neutron can count.
Dude, Jimmy Neutron can only count to 33.
I'm gonna be
yep.
Spring Man.
You're gonna be Iron Man. That's basically what this show is. I am Iron Man. No, I am Iron Man. Welcome back.
Welcome
back. If you want to find us anywhere, you know, you can find us at 3OEBros on Twitter.
Yeah.
That is at I'm not spelling it. Three O Weaver. That's all. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. Find us anywhere.
But iTunes is dead.
But you can't find us in the toilet.
Or can you?
We've been flushed by that point.
God, I can't get wait it, for get iTunes. It is a fap joke.
Before we start, how are you guys doing? Okay, Gar.
Well, I've suffered about 37 stab wounds, so I'd say pretty terribly, right. But
sometimes it'd be like that.
It really do. Yeah, come on, Gar. I live in the hood. I should know. I'm not even alive right now.
Wait a second.
My shoes are missing. My sock is gone.
I thought you bled.
The coils, my friend.
Nano machines.
Wait. Wait, that doesn't.
Whoops,
that
did I? Did I say coils? I meant my essential oils.
Yes, of course, of course. Did you go to Whole Foods for those?
I actually go to Rite Aid.
Dude, Rite Aid's closing down.
This will be a predicament for my... I mean, for my parental unit.
Dude, for your PU?
Shh. My PW. See.
Anyway, we watched Dimension W.
I'm hosting this show. What's going on?
Hey, yo, I'm just saying. You're not starting the show.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty cool.
I'm trying to start the show. You made me go to Rite Aid. What are you doing?
I'm starting the show.
I ain't want to go to Rite Aid.
I'm talking here.
Hey, I'm going to Left Aid, okay? It's my favorite discount furniture warehouse. So good, so many prices, so many chairs. I sit in so many chairs when I go there. It's so much fun. Oh,
look at how many fucking chairs we have. 30% off, 20% off. You won't believe these deals. I'm not even
Wait
real.
A second. I'm coming over here. You're saying there's a 25% off? There's just not a leg on it. It's only three legs.
That's why it's 25% off.
You're a joker there. Over here at Left Aid, you can come get your favorite furniture, get your favorite chairs. Sometimes they only got one leg, but you gotta sit on it because it's a
like
good
to apologize.
Fucking
Both
deal.
Both of them were actually undergoing trauma because as he was stabbing me, I stabbed Chuck in the back without him noticing because
I am
the
pouring
robot.
Out ketchup out of my stomach for some reason. You hate to
but
see
please
that.
Come down to our furniture store. We have the likes of which you would not see anywhere else.
Where the fuck
we watched Dimension
did
W
it come from?
You just gotta go with the flow and comma.
Can you tell that we're taking any route possible to avoid talking about this show?
I don't know about you two. You
but
guys
I'm feeling
might be
22.
Like, y'all might be y'all might be using like the outdated Waze, but I'm using Google Maps right now.
Dude,
trying to
I
get
use
it back
Waze.
On track.
I don't use Waze. I use Google Maps. My entire family's like, why you don't use Waze? And I'm like, because I don't speed, so I don't need to see where the policemen are.
I've never even heard of this application.
What?
Never heard of Waze?
Don't use
pretty
it.
Good.
It's bad.
It's pretty all right.
I mean,
no, it's bad.
Google Maps
helps me stay away from ICE.
Guys, how would you feel if Waze sponsored us? A fucking
Guys,
direction app.
Dimension W was sponsored by Waze.
That's what the W stands for.
Dimension
Waze.
Waze. We can instead of PewDiePie's little Y, can we just have the Waze emoji on top of some character's head?
Yeah, for just sure. Cover. We can put
Thank
it on
you.
Top of the Y.
Put it on a coil.
Ah, you got a big brain but a small heart.
Oh no!
And it'll only grow three times smaller today. We watched Dimension W. Let me introduce it before I ask you guys anything, because you're going to sidetrack if I don't do anything about it. Dimension W originally started as a mega series written by Yuji Iwahara.
Bless you.
It was featured in Young Gungan.
Bless you.
Gungan. If you want, you could think of it like Star Wars, the Gungans. Young Gungan magazine.
Like Young
Now
Sheldon.
Known as Monthly Big Gangan. Starting, and it started in 2011. We got an anime adaptation as of January 2006. Funimation, as you know, likes to scoop up those shows like hot potato pies. Don't quote me. Obtain the rights.
Wait.
I wrote this all out.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
I paraphrased. They obtained the rights to simulcast and then eventually dub it. And once they dubbed it, they aired the dub on Adult Swim's Toonami Block, which, as you know, is the anime block show that Pino always watches,
yep.
And where he gets all his little Pino shows
yep.
from.
It qualifies.
Except this one.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why not this one later. And that aired in February of 2016.
Because it sucked.
Series is only 12 episodes. I know last episode some of you fans Hello. Out there heard me say 13, but I was wrong.
You've been fooled.
Yeah.
I've been japed this whole time.
Two studios worked on Dimension W, the first being Studio 3HZ. These boys were known for Flip Flappers, SAO Alternative Gun Gale, and animation for some video games, such as the Wise or Yeez series and the Legend of Heroes Trial of Cold Steel 3 or 2, one of those two. And the other one was Studio Orange, who is best known for the 3D CGI skills, but also known for some of their work in Black Bullet and Land of the Lustrous. Wow. Have you heard of any of any of those things?
I've heard of Black Bullet before, and I've heard a couple of things that three Hertz did. That's what HZ stands for.
Yeah, but who's hosting this one? Me. So we're calling it 3HZ because it sounds like H3H3.
Then it would be HZHZ.
What up, Eli Kleiners? We're back here at the FAP podcast.
We can't say that. That's copywritten.
Are we still going to be able to make a Lawai joke then?
H3H3, could you please sponsor
PewDiePie was canceled, so it doesn't matter.
Fuck. What? You're not playing Tuber Simulator? I know I'm not supposed to give my opinion, but try it out.
Man,
it's completely free.
God, I can't. I haven't thought about Tuber Simulator in like 10 years.
I've been
years.
Watching too many PewDiePie, PewDiePie videos.
Oh my God.
What?
Tuber Simulator.
That's a pretty good impression.
Thanks, I try.
Guys, when did Tuber Simulator come out?
I'm going to say like 4 years ago.
2006, wow. That's the same time Dimension W came out.
Wow, both were very underwhelming.
But you're not supposed to
give
your
opinion. Sorry, PewDiePie, I know you're sponsoring us, I'm sorry.
Guys, PewDiePie sponsors this episode. Thanks so much for sponsoring this episode, Felix.
If we somehow managed to get on money. The Y, this would be wonderful.
Where's our
Please,
money?
Somehow get us on the Y.
We'll never be on the Y. We're not funny.
All right, before we dive right into the juice that is known as Dimension W.
Ooh,
which,
don't say juice.
Into the juice. What did you know prior to Dimension W?
Absolutely fucking nothing.
Nothing, and I wish I still knew nothing.
Zero. I think I might have seen a manga sitting on a shelf somewhere, and I was like, that's a name, all right. And then I kept looking.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the extent of my knowledge of Dimension W.
Dimension Wubble You.
Dimension.
Dimension Ooh Woo.
Dimension Oh Woe.
All right. As for me, as you know, it was on Toonami. I originally planned to watch it. I just did not watch it. I was like, you know what? One Piece isn't on the block anymore, so I'm just going to sleep at normal hours now.
The terrible block.
Somewhere.
Hey, Toonami, if you want to sponsor us, you better have One Piece back on that block.
No, don't worry. I'm about to stop because they moved My Hero Academia to the 2 a.m. slot. When it was originally on the 11:30 slot, which was that's a big yikes right there. So I don't know what's going on.
Toonami, fix your shit.
Because,
Toonami, you don't have to fix it if you sponsor us, though.
But they are bringing Food Wars, which I heard the first two arcs are pretty good.
Yeah, I heard
so
Food
I'm
Wars is
that.
Really good. I need to watch that.
I've heard mixed things, mostly at the tail end of the series, but we got to watch that eventually, of course.
Yeah, we'll watch a lot of things lately. Mm-hmm. Later. So,
also, salute to H3H3 Hunter x Hunter, who just ended their run on Toonami
as
well.
Can we get some F's in the chat for Hunter x Hunter? Finally finished.
Shout outs
up.
To their finished their little airing on Toonami with. Yeah. With a fan-picked favorite episode that they aired before it ended. So it's pretty cool. But anyways, I digress. Yeah, I missed out on this.
So real quick, there is a parallel universe out there where Pino did, in fact, watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dimension P.
That's, Pino-wo. Anyways.
Pino-wo?
Oopoo.
Yeah.
Oopoo.
I thought Pooh was in the last. We didn't talk about Pooh and Yu Yu Hakusho, or did we?
I think we did like once. I think Chuck said
the little penguin.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did a joke probably.
Okay,
yeah. I remember mentioning.
Okay, anyways,
yeah.
Okay, we're good.
More like the Earthbound.
Yeet, man.
Well, again, if you for some reason wish to watch this show, you can find it anywhere. Technically, you can find it on Funimation. That's about it. Unless you're, you might have to bleep me out.
Okay,
a pirate.
Okay.
Real
talk,
he's not gonna
real quick, I tried watching this on Funimation, but Yeah. I stopped watching after the third episode because I wanted to watch something that wasn't bad. And there's no way to, like, look at the list of episodes. And I said, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a real oversight.
Yeah, Funimation.
Well, take it easy. Yeah, Funimation's web design.
Hey, Pino, do you want to apply to be Funimation's web designer?
Not really.
Okay.
They had to sponsor us first.
They have to sponsor us to get your resume sent in so for the chance of getting hired.
Yeah.
Fair. Play hard to get.
If I'm going to lose, I might as well lose by winning.
Fair.
Still get a paycheck.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to hear.
And then they revoke our sponsorship. Shout outs to Funimation. We love you. Sorry for the jokes.
It's actually a good dub, but it's a good dub, but sadly it's not a good show. Yeah. So it's not the fault of Funimation.
Before we jump right into it, let's jump into the openings and endings real quick. Man. Opening one was called y'all having like a mini heart attack or stroke? I didn't even start.
You said the opening and that was enough for us to give a sigh.
Jeez, this is phenomenal. I don't think I've ever heard two negative Nancys. Actually, no, I have. The first opening is called Genesis by Stereo Drive Foundation. For all but the last episode, which it was again used as the ED for the end of the series. I'll let you boys start since y'all seem
to Chuck. I know you have a lot to say. So
it's fine. It works. It's not something that I am going to, like, look back at and be like, oh yeah, that was a really good opening. It's okay. Like, you know, there's some good action shots in there. The dancing's fluid. And there's some pretty okay symbolism in it. But, like, I don't know. It feels very much like a, I would just say safe opening?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like they didn't try anything out of the ordinary. The car chase I kind of liked. Like, because the 3D didn't look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, this is pretty good. And especially for, it's 2016, right, when this released? Yeah, so it's
yes.
Not even, like, that bad of a, like, 3D. And it shows, like, you know, some of the more interesting characters, like Loser. And there's some, like, pretty good fight choreography as well, especially with the blades going to the dude's feet near the end. But just the song itself doesn't lend a whole lot, I would say, to the opening. Like, it's a, once again, you're gonna hear this from me a lot, it's fine. It does the job.
I think a common theme that we're going to have here on this show is missed opportunities. And number one is definitely the opening, because they could have done so much cool stuff with the whole idea of the timelines sort of crossing over and, oh, it's happening in this person's brain, but not in real life. And they could have done some real cool imagery, and they didn't.
I do like how the credits have, like, kind of little electricity sparks coming out of them. That's always fun. I like when they do stuff with messages. But it doesn't play with the Dimension W theme.
Yeah.
It's very much just dudes fighting and driving and dancing at one part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not, because the bulk of the show is about, like, the Dimension W and all the coils and whatnot. There's two scenes with coils as the focus out of this entire opening. And I'm like, just freaking give me a little bit more, because this does not jump out to me as I watch it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I say, oh, I want to watch this show now. It's watching it, you're like, okay, that's fine. But it didn't draw me in. And probably if it wasn't for this podcast, I probably wouldn't have watched it either if I saw this opening. And that's one of, like, the biggest insults I could ever give an opening.
Yeah, that's...
Because it didn't draw me in.
It's just how it is, though.
Straight up. It's a shame. Yeah. It's a real shame. There's a lot going for it. Just doesn't all add up.
Sad. And there's the real whole sad. Thing
the,
about...
The big sad.
So, do either of you watch Red Letter Media?
Yeah.
No.
Did you? Okay. Chuck, did you see the Star Trek Discovery Season 2 one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know how there was all the executive producers they were making fun of?
Oh, my God. So many cooks.
Fucking dude. Same thing is going on here, where there's just, like you said, there's a too lot many of producers, cooks. I think. And it sort of feels almost, what's the word, manufactured to try as hard as it can be to be successful instead of trying to be a piece of art. I don't know. It's really hard to explain this, but something just felt off about this show.
Yeah, I definitely feel that overproduced vibe. Like they wanted to put in a whole lot. It's very much jack of all trades, master of none, is what I can really feel about this opening, especially. Like, it's whatever. It does some good things, like the 3D animated car scene. Like that. That was
good.
Yeah,
the animation is always good throughout the whole show. Yeah. It's great.
It's just
the
content.
Why don't you ever let me have anything to say, man?
Well, you're letting...
I can't find a place to interrupt!
You literally just told us to talk about it, so we're talking about it.
But you guys just... All my points are gone.
Just jump in, then. Go say something, Tyler.
Because then it sounds unprofessional.
No, it doesn't. Go. Wait.
Are we supposed to be professional?
I want to... Were we supposed to be a professional podcast?
But I want to try and talk my opinions.
Then talk your opinion, baby boy.
Go for it, kiddo. Kids are bad.
Bad opinions never stopped this podcast before.
Don't you see my name on the 30 Bros Patreon page? Shoutouts to our Patreon. No, this isn't a careless money laundering scam to make you subscribe.
Guys,
but if you want to see
don't draw a shape around this image that we just put up on the
board. It's
totally
not a triangle, nor a W.
No, never. It's not a W, I promise.
It's two W's, but it's a diamond.
What?
Okay, take the two V's from the W.
Oh.
Okay. Stack them opposite. It's a diamond.
I thought you were going to talk about the OP.
No, I just want to interrupt this time. But next time, I will. I liked it. It was fine. It's not great.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the song,
it's fine.
Though.
Yeah, the song was fine.
The song did grow on me, but it's not, you know, it's not fight it out. It's not Chala Head Chala. It's not going
when
to
I,
jump out.
When I look at this, I think, this just looks like anime that everybody just... It's your typical seasonal anime. Yeah.
This 100% looks like the kind of show that your parents think that anime are if they don't watch anime. I have a parent that does watch anime.
The opening.
Which is... bit strange now that I say that out loud, but this is totally, you know, it looks too fake.
It's just fine. It's fine. It doesn't excel in anything in particular. It's fine, and that's not good.
Ian Sinclair got his paycheck, and that's the important part.
Ian Sinclair got his paycheck, and by God,
my logic is a little skewed. When something is fine, it's not good.
No, it's not.
But
it's
why?
Not this because so
I would say if something's fine, then it's just not. It's not eye catching. It's not.
Well, it's fine.
Not,
it's fine in the sense that it checks all the boxes that it needs to do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It has a song. It has.
I think
the
you
credits,
mean to say
shows
mean,
the characters and like
good animation.
One, yeah, like good, like decent animation, and it shows one foreshadowing scene. That's
I think
all.
You mean to say the word dull because bad makes me think.
Well, I'm not saying it's
but
bad.
But dull makes me think.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's fine.
But you said.
No, see the thing is, it's in the limbo between good and bad. It's fine. It's okay. It's passable. It's a C. Yeah,
it's not a clear cut. Okay, it's good.
And I agree with you. I just thinking we need better words to describe.
No, never. I'm gonna be as ambiguous as possible, so as many people as I can say that I either defended or went against the show. I don't want anyone to know my true opinions.
I don't want anybody to
true
hurt my
ambivalence.
Guys, as a true podcast, we have no real opinions, only vague remnants of
vague ideas, vague words that just pop into our
mind. We have words. We say words, and that's it.
Ludicrous.
Unless it's about how shitty Funimation's video player is.
No, it's only you. No, it's actually pretty bad.
It's not ideal. Even Crunchyroll up like
they improved. Their player. They improved. Yeah.
Like Crunchyroll finally is using HTML5 video and not fucking Flash.
God. Yo, shout out to Flash dying in a couple months.
Probably. I think they've been saying that for 15 years though. So.
It's gonna go by. You can't play. Can't play video games in your school no more.
No video games. You can't. You can still play on CoolMath.com.
I mean,
CoolMathGames.com changed all their stuff to HTML5.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I was gonna say. You just do it all in HTML5. It's better, faster anyway. Yeah, we really don't want to talk about the show, do we?
Episode ending one is Contrast by F.O. comma apostrophe thing floats X Tales. Fox Bless Tales, you. I'm assuming. And that was the ending up until the last episode, as I mentioned. There's it was they used the ED.
I like the song.
Go ahead, boys. Yeah. I like the song.
The song is not bad.
I think I prefer the ending over the
ED. Me too.
I would say so. I'm not as harsh on endings, and it's very much works as an ending. It's not a slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it focuses on one character and kind of shows them in like somewhat lewd outfits, and I'm like, you know, fucking whatever. Do what you want. And it does some like kind of fun character animation, but it's like, I'd say it's better than some, but it's
everybody say it together with me. It's fine.
I'd say this one's like a B-.
Yeah,
like that's fair. They're not the smartest kid. It's not the smartest kids, but you'll pass.
But they tried at least.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I do like the one part that I really do like about this actually, is when the girl, I don't even remember her name.
Mira.
She does like the little kick, and then all the like dirt and whatnot like comes out of the screen, and shows the background. That's a good one. That's
a very fun one.
Yeah, it's once again, I don't have that much to say about it besides it's like an ending and it works fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some like again, good stuff, but
I'm also glad it's not a slideshow. We've had a lot of slideshow endings for the past like all the episodes.
Well, not Yu Yu Hakusho. Oh man.
Yeah, Yu Yu was really good.
We had a panoramic one for the ED number 2 for Yu Yu.
But ED 2
is
a really good song.
It was a really good panorama.
I mean, I guess for the 90s it's all right. 90s it's all right. I enjoyed all the visuals in the ending. I enjoyed a lot. I enjoyed the movement that they placed into it, all her little movement, all the wind that flies from the grass. The colors are nice. I like the contrasting stuff. I like walking, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's overall, you know, I would say it's better than the OP in terms of an overall letter score. I would say that the OP is probably closer to a C-.
Yeah, I'd give it like a D+.
Fair though.
I didn't like the opening so much, but I didn't think it was that bad.
You just gave it a D+.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, he's still passing.
No, very.
Remember, you just need to pass. Yeah, that's about it.
True. But like, man,
I give this one a B plus.
Yeah, I'd say B-. Yeah. But like, since we talked about Hunter x Hunter earlier, I watched their first opening, and I just watched Yu Yu Hakusho's second ending. And, like, albeit there's not, you don't see a huge difference in between, like, these openings and those endings, but there's just something missing that I can't really point at. I don't know.
I don't think the people working on this show were passionate about the source material, and that's something you can really see.
Oh, don't worry. We'll delve into that as soon as I get with the
plan. Yeah, exactly.
I'll dive into that like the 8 feet watermark.
Like I do want to, if we're talking about like passion and dedication to and like genuine interest into it, juxtapose the Dimension W opening to JoJo opening 1. Just like even those first
Are you really going to compare a fantastic anime to a subpar anime?
I would
say the first
5 seconds of JoJo's
opening.
No, that's exactly
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much care packed into those 5 seconds of manga panels and JoJo protagonists over this than like this entire 1 minute and 30 seconds.
I would say the entire show.
Well,
JoJo's been beloved since the '80s.
But like, it's
JoJo's
still,
been beloved for a while. If they mess it up, everybody would.
Yeah.
Well, they already messed it up twice with the OVAs. But
OVA, I don't count OVAs.
Kakyoin!
Anime.
Kakyoin! They got his eyes.
I count those as pretests.
Guys,
you know,
those are practice.
You ever been to those Test Americas? That's exactly what it is.
Guys, shout out to Rohan.
It's like, hey, is this movie gonna work? No, it's not.
Guys, man,
shout out to Test America. Please sponsor us.
I just feel
is this podcast good?
I just feel like there's, yeah, like Garb said, just not enough passion put forward.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I can feel that as well.
Oh, man. It just makes me sad, because there's a lot of good ideas here.
Yeah, and as I understand the manga was pretty well received.
Yeah. It's actually, I was going to save it for miscellaneous, but it is actually almost finished, if not already done by this point in time.
Yeah. Well, shit.
Yeah.
It's already finished.
Anyways, that plot. No, I'm just kidding. No.
It's already finished. It finished 5 days ago.
Yes, it did. According to Anime News Network, I believe, right?
Well, according to my anime list.
Ah.
But
no, the manga series?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know my anime list was so untuned with the manga.
Yeah, it has manga and anime. But, like, I don't know, man.
Is that what the M stands for?
Yeah, dude, manga anime list.
That would actually be smart of them if it was.
Guys, we're going to start a new... We're going to start a new fucking website just called Manga Anime List.
Just copy and paste and just...
Absolutely, 100%.
Except our top show will be JoJo.
We will put JoJo Part 4 as the top show.
Yeah, I can agree with that 100%.
Oh, God.
Man, I just want to watch JoJo.
Then fucking put it on the list.
We can't.
I don't want to bum rush through JoJo.
If you want to make him bum rush through JoJo, you can sign up for one of our Patreon tiers. Yes, that's right. If you do something, I forget which tier it was, you can make us watch anything you want.
$10 tier.
Thank you. I don't pay attention to money.
because I had to set it up, so. You know, let's go into other things.
All right, I'm gonna slip, and I'm gonna slide into the plot. You guys ready?
After that, I sure am.
Huzzah!
Okay, onward.
I actually have that written down here. Huzzah! Huzzah! We have a fourth dimension. W. Damn it! Please bleep that out. Okay, sorry again. Let's restart.
Do it
again. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. He's a robot. I'm a robot. Chuck's not a robot.
Wait, okay, no, you're both ghosts. Wait.
And stab.
Let's. And scene.
Okay, opening bad. All right, ending,
let me start again.
Bless bad. Okay. Huzzah. We're here, plot.
We have a fourth dimension known as W because that was the only logical letter we could
have. Okay, real talk.
I ain't calling it dimension B. I ain't calling it dimension Z.
Okay.
Calling it W.
Real talk.
Yes.
The fucking diagram they showed.
Oh my god!
Just showed,
it makes me so angry.
It showed X, Y, and Z, and it just overwrote Y with W.
No.
I
would have
been okay if it was diagonal.
No. But it overwrites the negative X axis. And I'm like, what does this mean? Can we not go backwards? Is there nothing behind us?
Guys, we've become the funky graphical podcast.
It just frustrates me because like there's you could legitimately make any other axis.
Garbage Chuck is so
upset. It's so insane.
You're welcome.
You can literally go at any point. But
as soon as I saw him on the Discord.
You know what we want? We want to put it right on the X-axis. That's the W dimension we got. And I'm like, why?
I'm back with my pizza. Did I miss anything?
I'm fucking crying. God. Oh.
Shout out to Dimension W. We watched Dimension W this week.
God damn it.
My fucking stomach hurts.
All right, with our graphically wrong Dimension W, new possibilities have arisen, including Chuck's blood pressure at this point
God.
In time.
I'm going to burst a fucking vessel on my forehead. It's just going to
Don't
pop.
Do it. I'm going to put a coil on there.
You better burst not. Immersed.
I will. I'll
I hate
it.
Coils.
I'll find
My family was killed by coils. How
my
dare
podcast
you?
Was killed by a coil.
This podcast was killed by Dimension W.
Oh, man. So new possibilities arise. Get it? Haha. One of the solutions was to end the energy crisis that the world was having at the time, which was kind of cool and then overlooked for the entire series. As well as the creation of powerhouses called coils, which store this kind of power. From Dimension W, which has energy that is endless. Yada, yada, yada. Boring science stuff. We don't really care about that. We care about the main character, sort of.
Pino, you Mr. sound exactly like
Kiyoma
the show.
Kiyoma Mabuchi. Hey, if you want me to narrate anything except for your wedding, call me.
Wait. Will you not officiate my wedding?
No, I'm not allowed to.
Why? Wait, what happened?
I broke my voice box.
Oh no!
Oh, I thought he was going
to say. Kiyoma Mabuchi. Continue speaking normally.
No, it would be better if you just said, I broke my voice box, and then you went silent.
That's the podcast.
We just had to be hosted.
Tune in next time. My host gone. All right. We sort of care about of the main character, Mabuchi Kiyoma, who collects illegal coils for some lady named Mary. Mary's recovery house.
Your Bucci? My Bucci.
What's that one guy? That one crazy guy, Mel Bucci? No.
Wasn't his name like Rabbit Rodent or something?
No, the real life actor, the guy who sounds like this on those Amazon commercials back in the day.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's going to kill me. He looks kind of crazy. We all make fun of him sometimes.
Oh, Christopher. Not Christopher Walken. The other guy.
You call him Christopher Walken?
No,
Chris?
Steve Buscemi. No, not Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. Yeah, no, the other guy.
He
looks like Steve Buscemi.
No, I know who he is. I know who he is. He has like a kind of crazy eyes.
Can we get Steve Buscemi on the podcast?
I love Steve Buscemi. Hey there, young folk.
He did Spy Kids, so I think
he's qualified.
We can get him. What is it? What's his name?
I had it! No!
No.
It was my goal to distract you.
Guys, if you don't know who it is, please send us an email. We're dying to know who
Amazon
we're talking about.
Shell commercial?
Well, Chuck looks it up. I'm going to get quick. I'm going to get over with this.
Gary Busey!
Gary Busey, that's who it is. So Gary Busey collects illegal coils from Mary's recovery house. One day he's out on a commercial and ends up getting mixed up with an interesting looking robot by the name of Mira Yurizaki. I got that right.
Bless you.
I got that right. A very human-like robot with emotions, but robots can't cry, so don't forget that. Keep that in mind for later. It won't ever appear up again. These two end up in a partnership and live their lives as collectors because Mira's daddy kind of just blows up in the ether. That's pretty cool, I think. But as anime does, that's not the plot. It just gets more convoluted after that. Mm-hmm. Throughout their adventure, they save some kids who don't know how to listen to adults. They solve a interdimensional mystery a la Mystery Incorporated, go to a festival, fight a loser, head to Easter Island and eat some gum and make them dumb.
And
it makes the plot. Yeah, the plot actually starts there.
Oh my god. The plot, like, I have such an issue with this because from what I know, from what Pino has said, it skips a bunch of arcs and like compresses everything. And I only like got like even somewhat invested once they started doing the like Prince of Wind of Africa guy, and once they got to like the island, to Easter Island, that's when I started like, okay, like now we're getting somewhere, because before I didn't, there was no real overarching goal to get to.
I feel like their problem was they wanted to have you know the characters, but I don't think they executed that correctly.
Yeah.
Nor did they give you the necessary information to understand this is what a Dimension W is. This is a coil.
It's just the negative.
This is how the world is.
Well, see, I love character building. I love that shit. Like, call it filler, call it whatever. I love everything like that.
I love when they dedicate time to characters to grow. Even if it's in endings or openings.
Yeah,
give
me some personality. But when you just give us a stoic character and a robot and be like, these are your main characters, that's all you get. And then you give me on episode 9, dedicate the entire 9th episode, you're already 40, you're already 75% the way through, and now you're giving us backstory. It just frustrates me to no end. Like, give it to me episode 3.
To be fair, and I'm not defending it at this moment, to be fair, they did this wrong.
Yeah.
But they did include little bits and pieces, some probably not even more than like 2 seconds of like Kiyoma, probably if he was knocked out or asleep, some weird flash of memory, and you're just that's a thing. That's not enough.
And like an episode like 6, I think, 6 or 7, mm-hmm. they're like this amnesia, and I'm like, well, fucking, you don't even mention that until episode 7? Like, there's, you literally can, you have a character that's new to your main character. You can use that as an audience surrogate to explain what happened. It's just, there's so many points in this anime that you're like, this could have been done to fix it. Like, there's so many parts that you could just move, and that would work way better. But instead, you get nothing. You don't even get, like,
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
You lose if you watch this anime. Straight up, you lose. You lose 4 hours of your life. That's
is that
it.
Really a total of 12 hours?
I said four. Yeah, okay. Like, four and a half.
Three times... No, that's 30 times 12. That's, let me get a calculator real quick.
Okay.
Damn it, where's my phone?
I ate it.
Oh, no.
You what?
You stole busy lifting drinks?
You stole an illegal coil?
Don't tell Mary.
Don't tell Mabuchi. Don't tell Gary Busey.
Yeah. Hi, it's me, Gary Busey.
Is that my coil?
Ooh, Amazon paid me to get this coil.
Amazon coil, please don't inject it up your butt.
Oh my god,
I will say the one moment I felt the worst was when, I believe it was once they were on Easter Island, and it had something to do with them in like a tunnel or something, and then robot girl Mira was like, oh yeah, I remember asking Mary about this. I'm like, this didn't happen before. Why are you showing this to me now?
Yeah,
implanted earlier instead of being like, I remember this entire scene of the conversation
it's
happening.
It's so dumb because like even with just like how it's laid out, they have all the parts.
It's just not...
They just put together the puzzle wrong. Like, they didn't put on the borders of the puzzle.
Right.
The main part's there, but they didn't finish it. And so now I'm like, well, you fucked up now because I'm passionate about this because there was so much potential. Mm-hmm. There's so much they could have done. But instead, they fuck it up.
It's like if Pulp Fiction was directed by a moron.
But he is a moron. But we love him.
Guys, Reservoir Dogs is his best movie. Don't at me.
Is that the one with the dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the other one with the
dogs.
Jeff Goldblum. With the dogs, Jeff Goldblum. What was that one?
Thor Ragnarok.
No, the one where they're in jail.
Thor Ragnarok?
No. That's where they're at the Colosseum. That's a tournament arc.
Piss off, Ghost. That's fine. Get out of here. But like, oh my god. And the thing is, with Easter Island, they introduce some fun characters. Like the
they introduce very chubby
the Easter
bounty
rivers.
Hunters.
Those
they were so cool.
I love them. And one of them is voiced by, I think, QT, the same
yes,
one.
Yes, that's exactly
I heard
it,
and I immediately like
she opened her mouth, I'm like, I love you.
I'm like, Space Dandy. Achoo. I'm a robot.
The best. I enjoyed Mexican joke there, and I enjoyed Arthur from Fire Emblem Fates. That was pretty cool.
You're right.
That
I
one's
loved,
for you,
I love.
That
I love
you both. Actually,
I love Discount All Might. He was my
dude.
Favorite.
I love Captain Falcon without his hat.
I love Captain America.
I also loved Will Smith.
God.
I loved. What's his name? I loved Abigail from Street Fighter V. He was pretty cool.
He was pretty fun.
And Ian Sinclair, but Brown, that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun. I like
PewDiePie's
Robot
segment
Boy.
Of Lawai, yeah.
What? You haven't played Tuber Simulator?
What? You mean you haven't watched Dimension W? Now, we're not supposed to give our opinions, but half of this podcast thinks it's bad. But try it out.
I feel like they hold so much back. Like, what they needed to do was split this up into 2 seasons. Dedicate your first whole season to all of the stuff before that Easter Island, before all that.
They probably should have took in that first season for the everything, maybe some mini arcs they skipped, and then the ghost thing. That would have been good.
Yeah, because like that's a good ending point for a season. it resolves a longer conflict than normal, gives you time to explain the world, explain the characters, show what's happening, and then the second one could just be Easter Island. I bet there's enough that they skipped over that could be fit in there. Or, like, add another, like, mini arc to the beginning of it and then do Easter Island. But,
I want to describe this show a little bit.
Go for it.
I want to describe the first half as, because coming into this watching it, we all watched it for the first time.
Yeah.
Just reminding everybody. Before watching it, I was like, this feels like it's just going to be like a buddy cop kind of thing. Like, I'm a robot and you're angry. We're such a weird pair. And that's how it felt like for, like, the first three episodes or four. And I'm like, okay, if this is how it is, I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm digging it. But I even then, things do it way better than that. Like, things that are episodic, like Cowboy Bebop, obviously.
Oh, that's my God.
The king of just like, hey, we have a secluded story in the same universe. Where we did it, it's perfect, done, get out of there.
Yeah.
This one I felt like was trying to do something similar. But then the plot kind of just... everything was just not put together. As you said, it was not put together correctly. I feel like it could have eventually done that.
They had the pieces. Absolutely.
But no.
That's why I'm getting so angry.
Because they thought they were playing Jenga, but it was actually Uno.
They thought they were playing Jenga, but instead they were playing 4D chess. And like it's not that complicated. You pull out the stick and put it to the top.
Well, actually, Dimension W is complicated because no one has ever successfully entered and left without becoming a pile of blood.
Hey, Pino. You know what would have been good? If they fucking told you that.
If they told you that at the beginning,
if they explicitly say, hey, these illegal coils have, adverse effects. Yes, they
show
that a little
bit. It's not even the illegal
coils.
These are the official coils, I'll have you know. Plot was around the... official numbers, ones, even though they were like follow the illegal ones, but like nah, the powerhouse of the powerhouse of the cell in this world
is the mitochondria,
the number coils,
the number chondria. But there's just something. There's so many like little pieces. I talked about this before, like in when we watch it, we use the Patreon Discord and we kind of just put our thoughts in as we go,
right?
And there's so many little things that like I would say, and it's. Overall, animation is good. Backgrounds are good. The voice tone is good, both English and Japanese. Like Japanese for the main character, they use Jotaro. Like good voice actors, but there's still not an. There's like I said before, it's a puzzle. But they didn't finish the puzzle. They didn't put on the outsides, and like a couple of the middle pieces are like lost.
And you're supposed to start like, with the corners.
Yeah, they don't start with the corners.
Wait, really?
They're like, you know what we should do? Jam this all into fucking 12 episodes.
Let's start in the middle.
No, what they did, they took a 5,000-piece puzzle and made a 1,000-piece puzzle out of it. And I'm like, that's not even close to finished.
Hey, that looks like Mount Rushmore.
And
this
I'm
is
like,
supposed to be the Great Wall of China.
Oh, my God. I didn't think I would be getting this heated up over this show, but
I expected as much.
there's just so much that could have been done that wasn't. And I don't know if I can blame it on the studios.
I'm blaming it on the influx of anime being released. Because you'll have some great ones. There's always some good ones, but there's always some this was.
It was better than the manga, dude.
there's a lot of those.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of the manga was better.
Yes.
Ones, and that's.
I believe it.
From what I've been reading myself, yeah.
Yeah, Pino, welcome to how I've been feeling for the past several years.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
It's a lot of oh shoot, this is getting an anime adaptation, so let's read it, and then you start watching, and you're like,
this fucking sucks.
I feel like everybody who watched Twilight and then or read Twilight and then watched Twilight of the movies is like, oh, they messed it up. They did.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they did.
But
shout outs to whatever her face was who wrote those books. Robert Pattinson. No, that's the actor. Shout out to Batman.
He sparkles.
Yeah.
But there's
shiny.
My God, it just frustrates me. Mm-hmm. Frustrates me. There's so much potential in this show, and like, I mean this in the nicest of ways. Like, I'm getting, like, really heated and critical about this because there's so much that, mm-hmm. like, there's so much potential for this.
It's kind of like drawing outside the lines. Yeah, like, you were there. You almost did it.
They were so close, but like, you almost, even like I'm getting more heated over this than, like, let's say Golden Time.
I actually expected myself to get more heated myself.
Well, I'm getting more heated for you.
No, but, I'm getting heated.
Ugh, dude, someone turn off the oven. Dude.
No, I'm heating.
Like, oh. Okay.
I'm because I ran out of water.
Yeah, but the plot just is too it's I describe it as tiring. I was tired after watching it, and not like a like, oh my goodness, there was so much happening and I like loved it. There was so much that was happening, I couldn't ingest any of it. It went in one ear, out the other. There was no real parts. Like, I couldn't tell you what happened in the first couple episodes. All I know is that there was a big beam of light and the robot girl appeared. That's all I remember. Pretty I don't close. Remember anything else.
Yeah, no, neither
and that's
do I.
Awful.
The only thing,
oh my God.
The only thing that I can say for certain,
I'm a special exception. I store a lot of useless information. Shh, don't tell anyone.
So
continue.
This may be entirely predictable coming out of my fucking mouth, but Final Fantasy VII did it better.
Oh.
And when you say Final Fantasy VII did it better, you know that means that Final Fantasy IX did it even better than that. So just play Final Fantasy
IX. I hope you know
IX.
That Final Fantasy XIII is a decent game. You guys should really give it a try.
I'm talking about the coils are just Mako energy.
Please play.
It's the same shit, but this show failed to have any sort of environmentalist themes, which it's such a missed
really
opportunity.
Could've. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't know where the environmentalist themes would go minus the Easter Island incident.
That would be the thing. That would be the jumping off point. You would be like, look how dangerous these coils are.
Yeah.
This could be a detriment because now everyone's relying on these. That it is now
spoiler
going if something broke.
We don't understand what they are, so we shouldn't be using them like this.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Missed potential.
It just makes me sad. It just really makes me sad thinking about it. Because even with, like, you could have done environmental, you could have done, like, more people like Mabuchi who are hesitant to coils. Like,
well, he's not hesitant. He just hates them.
Well, yes. But you could have even done just, like, halfway being like, I don't really feel about this. Or, like, I get it. They talked about having a gas tax. So, like, obviously gas can't be used, but, like...
I mean, they do have a gas tax.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They mentioned that in the first episode. I'm not faulting that one at all. But, like, we still got solar energy. We got wind. Like, we got waves.
No, not in this world.
It's just... It's so dumb. It's so dumb. It makes me angry.
Yeah. This show makes me angry.
This show makes me angry, and I...
Sigh.
Is that phlegm?
I just wanted it to be good, and it wasn't.
would it be safe to say that you enjoyed the latter half?
I did.
Better than the first half?
I absolutely did. They introduced more memorable characters. They had an actual, like, plot to follow, which was mm-hmm. which was a nice change of pace. A lot of the characters were more fun.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just generic anime characters. They all had mm-hmm. their little personality traits.
Right.
It was an interesting concept. They all had to go find this magical coil, the first coil or whatever. And there's all, like, these little, like, sub-fights and subplots. Like, great. I love that. Give mm-hmm. me more little pieces like that within a bigger story. Don't give me just the little pieces by themselves, because mm-hmm. there's no stakes in that. There's right. nothing that makes me be like, they better fucking keep going. But I'm just mm-hmm. like, no, I don't. There's nothing emotionally driving me towards rooting for this team or rooting for this other without any background or anything pushing it forward. So when they bring it to the Easter Islands, it becomes much more of a, like, interesting plotline because there's money on the line, there's multiple people, and then you start noticing, like, this guy starts killing people, they have, like, the zombies in there, there's the void zones that turn off all the coils and, like, makes everyone weak, and just some mystery around this anomaly at the Easter mm-hmm. Island. There's so much there. And, like, they used some of it, and, like, it made the show better. Like, wow, you mm-hmm. used something.
I would argue they used it. They did use it earlier in the show. It's the constant theme of this episode. They just didn't use it well enough, or it wasn't. It went unnoticed. When they did do the ghost house thing, I think that was fun. I thought that was a good thing. That's where they started to do the whole like, hey, mm-hmm. He's died. Why did mm-hmm. he die? Who is this person? Yeah. Why does she have white hair? What is that maid doing?
Yeah. Well, the thing with the ghosts is they rushed through that. It was very much like, hey, you want to see two episodes about this when it could have easily been like a 6-episode thing.
I would be okay if it was 6 or 8. I feel like.
Like, at the minimum, 4. Mm-hmm. Like, because they spend so little time in that Dimension W space that, like, these people are stuck in with, like, their loss of life in the dam. And it's they show that, like, I'd say enough. They could have definitely used more. But the inside of the hotel, they don't use that at all. Like, they're, like, they're, like, the people who are, like, we're going to take your dreams under arrest. We don't hear about them again. They're like,
freeze!
Yeah. And I'm like, it just makes me sad. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know where I read this, but there is a, other than they left out a lot, I feel like there were more, I guess, groups that existed in their world, in the manga, than the anime adaptation
in
the show. I feel like those people who were the ghost people, like the people who were the police guys, I feel like they had a slightly larger role. I do remember a whole Illuminati situation going on with Steve Jobs as well. Remember Steve Jobs?
Oh, yeah, I remember in the anime? Steve.
We got him like in 2 scenes. There's like a whole big thing about that, and they skipped over that. I think they glossed over that as well. So, yeah, as you can see, this adaptation is not ideal.
Like, I don't want to point any fingers at the source material because I haven't read it, and mm-hmm. I don't want because there are a lot of good ideas mm-hmm. in there, but there's not enough good ideas brought to the anime to keep me invested, just straight up. It's a real fucking shame.
Yes. Show suck.
That's a little blunt.
Yeah, it's very blunt. And then this is the part where Pino said, I was fine.
Yeah, Pino's like, it was okay, I guess.
I didn't mind it. It's not the best. It's fine.
I just think there are so many better shows that I could be putting my times toward.
But that's why we have the podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
We must ingest everything in order to call everything trash eventually later.
Well, see, the thing is, once we watch JoJo Part 4, everything's got to be trash.
Yeah.
Straight
false.
Up.
Once you watch that one anime, what is it called? Kenmo Friends 2?
Oh, dude, I'm going to cry.
Foreshadowing?
But there's just so much.
Before we get long-winded, let's just move into the characters.
I just want to talk about one thing.
Okay, but then go to the corner.
Okay. Well, during this... No, but I just want to talk about it.
Okay,
during,
fine.
During
finish.
This, show, during this time, a lot of other, like, better anime was being released during this time.
Yeah.
And just, like, to show what it was going up against, like stuff like, you know, Haikyuu season 2, oof, that was airing at the time. They still had stuff like Osamatsu-san. That was
isn't
still
that the
running.
Isn't she the one with the psychic powers?
No.
Oh, never mind.
That's the one with he has a bunch of brothers.
That's Hanamatsu. Never mind.
Ah.
Yeah, that's the one with the bad family. But then also stuff like what's the English name of this? Because I don't want to. Well, like Konosuba.
Titan season 2 there.
Yeah, like Konosuba.
Wait a
Assassination
second,
Classroom.
Sharp button.
Erased.
No,
Konosuba
was pretty bad.
Like Erased was airing at this time. Why the hell would you watch Dimension W when you could watch Erased?
To be fair, everybody hated Erased at the end.
But Erased has a good opening.
Yeah, just but it doesn't mean that it's not a bad ending.
Well, yeah.
As but, in the ending of the series.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that
I'd much... No, we're talking about the plot right now. We already skipped the ending. It's the opening.
There's no... Okay, we can talk about characters.
Let's start with our Chris Sabat of the show. Chris Sabat. Kiyoma Mabuchi.
Well, Chris Sabat and Jotaro.
He was cool. He was there.
It was Jojo, and also
he was strong for the reason of being strong for yeah. Indie anime, I guess.
Yeah, he was. Cool. He was. He had like superhuman powers or because like superhuman strength. Not explained. And that's it.
Reason, this is, yeah.
God,
superhuman. Oh. Not to be confused with supernatural human.
I, man, yeah, he's a fine main character, stoic.
Fine.
Not super interesting. He's fine.
I felt bad for the guy with his little backstory. Well, but yeah, they provided it a little later.
Yeah, I felt bad for him because they show it in episode 9, and I'm like, I can't really be sympathetic towards him now that I know everything, but I've already formed an opinion on him.
Not a fair comparison, but that's the same way I feel about Iggy from part 3.
Fair.
I couldn't care fair. For the dog at all. 0%.
I still like him because he farts.
Iggy is the worst character.
He chew gum show. And he farts. He's just like
that's,
me.
That's his character. But yeah, Mabuchi is just fine. He's like, whatever. The skewers is a fun combat thing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm just like...
He just likes cars.
Yeah.
I'm like, wrong anime, buddy. That's
Commercial D. The movie.
Oh. None of us were on the same joke on that page. Shout outs to careful planning. Next character. We're talking about robot girl Mira Yurizaki. Oh.
She's over-designed.
She was your standard happy-go-lucky girl. I didn't mind. I like happy-go-lucky people.
There's some good ideas on her, making her emote with the things on her head. That was cool.
Ear type deals. It frustrates me again.
I don't get the tail.
Did you misgender her? Did you call her it?
No.
She's a robot.
No, I said I'm
Shout out to Robot Month.
Because there's so many things about her that could have been used more effectively. Like, for example, Mabuchi, like, sees her for the first time, but notices that her body is like Miyabi. Spoilers. Fucking, I don't care. His dead wife. And should have been noticed, like, hey, this is, like, the same body. They should have shown a flash of maybe her face or her body when he first saw her. And, like, just
pretty
like,
sure they showed her body covered in a towel.
No, I know, but that was, once was again, dead. That was episode 9.
They should have done, like, a flash. Nine.
No, they showed a flash in one of the early episodes. They did,
so. I don't remember that. And also, exactly. But the thing is, they don't compound upon it. They're just like
I will call you out when I remember something.
I don't remember that. That's why I'm angry about it. But also,
my memory sucks.
But then with her older sister as well, she isn't introduced to like episode like 9 again or like 8 right. maybe 8 or 7. I thought
she was love interest when we got to 6. I was like, okay, Mabuchi, you like them kimono girls?
I see. Yeah, I'm like same.
Not to be confused with Kenmo girl.
Yeah, but like
too little, too late.
Once again, it's very much too little, too late. Exactly. If they showed her, like if they showed like him visiting her. You know, before his job in the first episode, and was like, "You haven't visited her in 5 years."
I didn't even add her to the list.
I know she's not
of characters
super important, and that's why we're talking about her now. But it's like plant that seed. I talk about this a lot in the podcast. You want to plant the seed.
You want to inject the needle.
You just want to be. Like, curious.
Plug in the USB.
There's no curious parts. You're just like, okay, this
you
is the
curious
girl.
For George.
This is the dude. He has skewers. He's part of, like, Gibraltar or whatever. And they're like, okay, now go get these coils. There's nothing that I'm intrigued in. They put it out in front of you and just says, this is how it is. There's no figure it out. Like, there's no, well... Let me
there's
rephrase
figure it
that.
Out. There's a lot of figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, there's too much figure it out. No, I mean more so like with character backstories. Like kind of trying to piece these puzzle pieces together rather than having it say, she's dead now. instead of let's say you know, how they make the, like, Dimension W all mysterious or whatever. Like, that's some basic concepts of the universe that you need to tell us. There's, you can't be like, ooh, but it's mysterious. You can't, it's magical. Like, just tell us. Just tell us these coils. Like,
Now, not to say that we're circling around the same thing we mentioned in the plot.
We're playing like tetherball, and we're just hitting the ball around the same pole over and over.
I think
over.
You're hitting the ball with your... You're playing wall ball right now. You're just smacking it in the wall.
Dude, wall
right
ball.
Back at you.
Can we play wall ball? Can we have an episode of the podcast where it's just us playing wall ball?
Please.
Smash Con.
Yeah. Smash Con wall ball. Oh, my God.
Just outside the center.
Just outside the Dulles Convention Center.
What are they doing? It's a pro wall ball. Come on, dudes. Come on. Smash Con. You got to smash the wall, dude. Let's move on just from Mira.
Let's move on.
We didn't even talk about Mira.
She's a dumb robot. She's overdesigned and stinky.
We're gonna talk about Loser. Loser is a loser. That's all I got.
Enough
say.
Said.
I like Loser.
He's an entertainer.
Loser was probably my favorite. Like, I wouldn't say favorite. More so, most
more interesting.
Yeah, most interesting character because you meet him. And you're like, oh, why does he, like, do all these robberies? And then, like, what happened to his face? Why is he trying to get these coils? And there's questions that, like, you're like, oh, maybe he's doing this, maybe he's doing this. With Mabuchi, there's no questions. They only tell you things, and then that's it. That's it. And I'm like...
Yeah. He was too serious of a character to make me wonder.
Yeah. I'm just like...
He felt so
one-dimensional
that I'm like, well, there's no W to you. So.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a couple W's for Loser.
Yeah. Loser also has a pretty fun design. And also, I feel underutilized is whenever he was broadcasting his stuff, it like shows like little like fun little graphics whenever he does things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why don't you use that more? There's so many... I didn't talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. I'm sorry. This is the character section. But there's like little background flourishes that they use that they sometimes have like a shadow on a blank canvas behind this character. Or like little cuts. They don't use it enough to make it a style. They use it and you're like, oh, they were just testing it out. But then nothing ever came of it. So it seemed more like an afterthought than an actual developed part of the show. And once again, you're just like, oh, okay, this is it, I guess.
That's what we're doing this episode, I guess.
Yeah. God, I'm just so angry. I'm angry.
Lawai and Salva and Tibesti. Those guys were brothers. One of them was a robot. Shh, don't tell anyone.
I wonder which one.
I wonder. It's totally not the next episode of Lawai.
Yeah,
we just got copyright strike again.
The two princes were fun.
I enjoyed Lawai. Lawai was kind of fun.
Lawai and the Prince Man, they were both kind of fun.
I enjoyed they put him in a kimono.
He's a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a little boy. He didn't even know the world. Are you a samurai?
Yeah. Are you a samurai? I saw him and that was the first time that I smiled. Like, during this anime. Ever.
Chuck's never smiled.
I've never smiled
as a baby.
But like,
goodbye, baby boy.
Lawai's like, oh, a samurai, and he's like, ninjas are pretty cool too. And I'm like, hell yeah! Right.
I like that he was controlling the body. That was I guess that was something.
That was.
I wish there was a section when he was first introduced where it's like his robot's hanging out with Mabuchi. And then for some reason he has to leave, and then another robot just appears somewhere. He's like, "I thought I left you somewhere else," and it's like, a little more of a hint that he has multiple.
I'm not gonna. That's one of the things that I'm not going to fault against the show, because I feel like they explained it enough. Like they showed, they had with Salva, the big prince. He was like, he's like, I'm like serving my brother, and like. Trying to get him to like be in power, and you're like, okay, kind of weird. And then they're like, why are they trying to get him back so much? And then once they do the fight at Mary's, you're like, oh shit, what's his deal?
And he just broke that robot now.
Yeah, so it's
RIP4, by the way.
F
with the character we didn't even know existed until I read the Wikipedia.
Press F to pay your respects, but like
press four.
It's an interesting concept, and then they like show you the like the back of like the actual dude in the tube and like controlling things, and I'm like, good, just give me an explanation. Like, I'll take it. I'll take anything at this point. And, like, even the part of, like, him where he, like, shoots his head or whatever.
Oh, to, like, he did have me up.
Force like, terminate. I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's pretty fucking badass. And then he's like, I'm a new boy. And I'm like, I guess.
Very nice.
And I feel like the
last character I want to talk about. Go unless Garb wants to continue. Garb, do you want to? No, you can say
it
something.
It was really. Okay, so the thing is. I don't remember. Go ahead.
No,
it escaped.
Something about characters. Something about Lawai. Something about Ian Sinclair. Is that what you're gonna
say? Nope, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
It's gone. It's in Dimension W now. Good riddance. Last one is not too important, but I'll talk about him. Albert, who was Mabuchi's friend, he seemed like he had a lot more to do, but didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool in the ghost arc where he was like, hey, I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm pretty kick-ass. And then you're like, okay, there's nothing else.
All right, yeah, you're going on a paid vacation. I was on the plane. I was totally on the plane. Now I'm not there anymore. It's a big yikes.
There's so many, because it's such a short series with a lot of characters, you don't get enough time to like have those gestate with you and like grow and, you know, like have enough time to shine.
Right.
I do want to talk about the East Rivers a little bit. The tubby people, the diggers. I just like them a
Debbie.
Lot.
Debbie was fun.
Yeah, that was Debbie and name. Harry. They were fun. Like,
they were nice.
They were good characters. They were interesting, had a fun design. Like, they had their little gimmick, and I'm like, sweet. That's all I need.
They're mole people. What? Who doesn't like mole people? Well, yeah. Mario doesn't like mole people.
Whoa.
I remember also, what I was
get out of here, you fat mole.
Also, do you want to know someone who was severely underused, even though they seemed to have one of the most important roles in the early game?
What was
Claire
his name?
Skyhart, the like director lady, whose granddaughter was almost killed or whatever. Like, you see her so much, and then you're like, oh dang, she must be important. You see her like one more time in like episode 7, and then you're like, that's it.
That's it.
We never see her again.
She most likely had a huge role in
the wiki page.
Yeah, in manga, I would assume.
The wiki page has 3 lines about her.
She was lady who showed up that one time. She has daughter.
Cool. Yeah.
Or a granddaughter or something.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm so... this is so sad.
Well, let's move on to the miscellaneous before we all get depressed.
Yeah.
Like I said, they adapted 12 episodes into the other arcs.
Keep and it was,
you want to know something cool about those 12 episodes?
Yeah.
Only 2 of them have any information on the wiki. Even the people who made the wiki don't like the show.
Watch the wiki admin comment on ours. When we least expect it, we'll get a comment from a wiki admin.
Welcome to the 42nd episode of... welcome to the 42nd edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice of best girl of the episode.
Change his power coil out real quick.
The title, a best girl. Today, our contestants, once again, we'll never change. Pino, Garb, myself, and the Patreon pick. Who are you each advocating for?
You can go first.
I pick Lawai.
I pick Mira.
I pick Loser, and Patreon picked Mira as well.
Wow, I get to defend Mira.
Wow.
Wow. All right, Garb,
you can
start.
We're very excited.
I only picked Y because he's the only character I remember the name of.
And hey, guys. Because you love PewDiePie's show as much as I do.
I mean, I do.
Guys, what I want to say...
It's guilty pleasure.
Don't forget, Gaming Week's over.
Oh, that Minecraft one was pretty good.
Lawai isn't the best grill. You know why?
Because he's a child.
You know Lawai is not the best grill?
Because he can't really move his body.
Exactly.
Oof.
Because if you'd kiss him, he's the robot.
That's fun. I'm hollow inside.
You gotta remember which robot you kissed, or else you get robotitis, and you don't want that.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants robotitis.
Damn robosexuals.
Dude, I'm a robot.
Hey, shout out to Robo Monk. Happy Robo Monk.
Timely Futurama joke.
Dude, that's a pretty good joke.
Thanks.
That was very cool, friend. That was very epic.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Very meh.
Someone else talk about theirs. I don't want to talk about this show anymore.
Lawai is a robot bad. Lawai in a kimono.
Good.
That's pretty good.
Lawai in a kimono good.
For some reason, he has a weakness where if he's too attached to his body, then he can't control it.
He forgets he's.
I don't.
He forgets he's not a robot.
I don't know why.
Basically, he forgets the happiness of. He forgets that he is not a vegetable.
Not that dude. Yeah,
it's dumb.
Like, has a real body.
It's dumb, and I don't care.
Don't worry. When you become a spirit ghost, you'll show them why.
Okay, Pino. Fucking talk about Mira.
I picked Mira because she was very nice, and I like the color green.
Mira's
she got a tail
because she's over.
She got a tail. Mm-hmm. She got a real. She became a real girl after this. Which
did
is
she?
Pretty cool.
I know. I have a question.
She got a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What's
would
up?
You yank her tail?
That would be wrong because you only yank tails once you're married. So.
Pino.
I don't know why you're asking me.
Pino.
This
Pino.
Yeah.
Her tail, has a spike on it.
Doesn't matter.
Would you put it up your butthole?
It doubles as a phone charger, so I'm in.
You didn't answer my question.
No, if only it's only penetrating my phone charger, so
I
no.
see. So yeah. Then
I don't know.
Worthless.
I know. Maybe open to a little experimentation.
And you know what? You can always with the right tools you can change how she looks. I think that's what I read in the manga.
You can increase
her brain capacity.
Higher IQ.
Oh God, it's so musty.
Yeah, man, you gotta get a fan on or something.
Yeah, no. Anyways, and she's short, and I'm short, so that works out. That's probably the only reason.
She's fine. She's a character. Whatever.
She Who has cares? Her own mobile home. That's the best. Crash on her couch because she's sleeping on her couch.
Okay.
She's great with kids. She saved. Well, she lost her head that one time.
Yeah, she did lose
Pun
her
intended.
Head.
That's fine.
So no head.
She still.
But
got
so did
one.
Miyabi. But which one survived? Huh?
Me. Mm. I survived. Barely.
Barely.
Guys, Mira's an okay character, but not best grill because losers is the best grill.
Loser is the winner.
Well, loser actually wins because he has a fun mask, and even when he takes it off, he's beautiful on the inside. And
I just said I like personality, and he said nobody cares. I know.
And he has a fun voice. He got pretty
welcome,
eyes.
Welcome to the
and
Funky
his wife
Hypocrite
died.
Podcast. I am your host, Hippopino.
Hello, Hippopino.
That's my friend over there, Hippocampus.
Hello. Hi, it's me, Hippocampus.
And there's Garb.
Hey. What's up?
Loser still loves his wife and kids, so he's
well,
out
of course.
He's out
love
of your
my
loser.
Wife and kids.
He's out of your league
yeah.
right there.
He's out of my league because he's a loving husband.
He live streams, so you
guys,
obviously know what he's doing.
He is a
on
Twitch
stream.
Streamer. I'm just dating him for the Twitch.
Unlike
the Twitch bits,
guys. Unlike Mabuchi,
he will lead.
Unlike Mabuchi, he doesn't abuse his girlfriend, and that's not very gamer.
But you know what? He abuses coils like anybody could abuse drugs. Doesn't care what his daughter said. Papa, stop using coils. Shut up. I don't love you.
Well,
I
you
love
know
my
what?
Wife who's
you know
only
what?
A heart
he,
of hands.
Has, you know what? You know what? He has a cape. Checkmate.
Okay. I don't have it.
Have you seen The Incredibles? Checkmate.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and what happens
Edna's
with heroes that wear
capes? Edna's old and
crotchety.
She's not with the times.
Yes, but she hangs out with... She's great with the kids. She makes all the suits. Edna
no,
Mom.
But what she doesn't do...
Darling,
is,
darling, we
no,
are
no,
finished
no.
with this conversation right now.
Wait, please, just...
If you would like to ask
fix
Edna
my suit.
Mod of all
Edna,
the questions
please.
Of waifus, please send us an email.
Edna.
At ednamod@gmailmode.com.
Edna, I just wanted to
But if
to
you
want to
know our...
Fixed.
If you want your take on who's the meh girl of this world.
Yeah, the most meh.
What's the website again? I forget.
It is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast.
Oh, yeah. Also, thank you, supporters. You also chose Mira because Garb chose... Garb didn't like Mira.
Yeah,
shout out to Garb.
He literally asked whoever Garb hates the most.
Thank
Mira.
You, Sid.
Hey, guys.
Very
guess
cool.
what? Guys.
What?
We got an email.
Whoa! Is it time for
guys?
That show
welcome
you made
to
last
another
week?
Edition of yes! Fuck You Pino, the best freaking
the
segment
best, the best,
in
the best,
show.
the best.
And this time, it's another anime character sent from Sadie. Thank you, Sadie. Ooh,
boy.
Ready?
Thank you, Sadie.
I'm gonna feed you one detail at a time, and then okay. I want you to try and keep guessing.
Sure.
This
do
character,
I have to give a response with every hint?
Or yes.
Can I wait? Okay.
Well, I would prefer, but if you have no idea, you can tell me to just keep going.
All right.
Character has jeans on.
That doesn't help me at all. Best genist.
There you go.
This character has a scar on his face.
Ah, Tagoro. No, he doesn't have a scar on his face. Jean and a scar on his face.
Okay, so this character has black hair.
Black hair and a scar on his face.
Goku.
This is gray. Is this gray from Fairy Tail?
No, it is not.
Spoilers to his design later in Fairy Tail.
Who cares? This character.
Sadie cares. Excuse me. I care.
Shut your mouth.
How dare you, Chuck?
This
insult our viewers
this
on stream.
Also has a scar on his chest. A big old X on his chest.
It's Tony Stark.
Jean. Are these jean shorts? Like, are these
yes,
shorts?
Yes.
Is it Luffy?
Yeah, it is Luffy. Yay.
Surprising
I made
it
more
took
difficult.
That long.
I made it more difficult because I
knew
up, if
God.
I.
I'm gonna murder you.
If I said a red open shirt, Pino would have been like, ooh, that's Luffy.
Actually,
or if I said. Or if
I
said,
would have said that guy from Akira.
or if I said a straw hat, you would have been like, fuck.
Well, you wouldn't start with straw hat. You'd start
I didn't.
With jeans,
that's
obviously.
Why I didn't.
Or
that's
flip-flops.
Why I started with jeans. Flip-flops
but
weren't
specific,
in the image.
Specifically, oh, there's no flip-flops in the image?
It cut off at his legs.
Specifically, it would have been Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, I would have. Well, if I said Gucci flip-flops, you would have gotten an immediate. Anyway, let's go to the miscellaneous section. The Funimation voice actors were good.
We already did the miscellaneous section.
I know. Anything else?
Not really. I'm reading the manga though, so you know
English.
Expect that.
Check out Pino's Twitter. It's at the end card.
I'll probably be dipping into that Twitter if I'm not talking about soccer. One Piece.
El soccer.
So, whoa! No, I'm kidding. That sounded more Asian than Hispanic.
No
Shout
problem.
Out to all my Asian viewers out there. All right. Thank you again for the emails.
Hey,
you know, it's always
hey,
a joy to receive
what?
Emails. What? Do we have another email?
No, what are we watching next week? That's what I want to
We
know.
Haven't rated anything yet.
I mean, I don't care. Okay, let's
give
rate
a rating. Hurry up. You guys go, and then I'll do my long-winded rating as
okay,
usual.
Okay, Gabe.
I give it a
Gabe
half
relax.
A point.
Half
wow.
a point? Yikes.
Wow, I think Garb is just... Oof.
I think Garb is jaded.
I hated this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I think...
0.5.
I don't even have a good reason for it. I just
zero,
hate it.
0.5?
Wow. Yeah.
The
okay,
lowest
yeah.
rating?
Even though we all, except for Garb, because of the sissy flu, hated Darling in the Franxx, we still gave it a reasonable ranking.
Yeah, we did.
No,
yeah.
I just feel like
gotta
being
be reasonable.
Today. You know?
We'll ask you on Twitter next time.
Well, I'll ask you at the end of the episode if you want to change it.
I'm not going to
hey,
change
Garb,
it.
Hey, Garb, you want to change it?
No.
Hey, Garb, you want to
okay,
change
nope.
it?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, Garb, if I asked you nicely, would you want to change it?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Garb,
mm-hmm.
can you please change your rating?
I think he's still angry
Let's
that you stabbed
change
him,
it to a half a point.
If you rate
it,
Kendo
it was
Friends
a
four, I will
a
murder
point.
Both of you.
It was already
I
at
swear
half
to
a
the
point.
Good Lord, baby Jesus, right now.
Guys, I give this anime a 2.5.
Wow.
Perfectly average.
I don't...
It's perfectly, like, it's, there's good things and bad things. They balance out to being a perfectly average anime. It
a
is,
perfectly average anime, I see.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that the story, like, itself, the Sword and Steel is bad. But from what I know and from what I've watched, was not impressed. It's very much a flat, boring anime. Even stuff that I hated... Like Panty and Stocking, even stuff like Golden Time, like Black Lagoon, those had more redeeming qualities to it. And I remember those more so. Like, Golden Time, Tata Bonnery, what a stinky man. Black Lagoon, we got Revy shooting. And, like,
and Revy
like
was
Panty
good.
And Stocking, obviously Garterbelt, but, like, this show.
Just Garterbelt.
Yeah, this show fucking
just garter belt.
This show is just loser. I only remember one character's name and his name is a loser. Like yeah.
His gimmick is that he loses.
But he really wins.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind, Pino, rate this fucking show.
All right, so let me start my 3-page analysis.
Okay, starting I'm gonna take a drink of water real quick.
Pino wrote his fucking what's it?
Actually, there's only a rating on the screen, but I like making it up on the spot, anyways. I can even show you the screenshot.
Please do.
Excuse me. How about you just tell us this fucking rating?
But then I won't get the perfect reaction that I'm actually waiting for. This is going to be great. Ready? You boys ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? I don't think you're ready. Oh, shoot. I can't see in the dark. Is this Control V?
Open your eyes, there it is. Dummy.
This loser doesn't have a light-up keyboard.
Dude,
this post made by RGB gang.
There you go. Right there. And now I will commence.
Okay, now which one is that? Because one of those I will accept. The other one I will not accept.
I'll take neither of those.
You're going to have to guess. You're going to have to wait and listen.
I don't want to listen to this podcast.
Dimension W is not a perfect adaptation, but that's not what I'm judging here. I'm judging everything I saw. I enjoyed the animations. I enjoyed the characters, even though some of the characters literally had 0% of the screen time. I enjoyed their designs. I enjoyed seeing people of different shapes, including Mary and the two little twins there. I enjoyed actually seeing race in my anime, like that black guy.
Diversity.
And that other black guy. Yeah, I enjoyed that, you know? And that's not adding any points or lowering any points. I just like seeing different things rather than, hey, I'm a Japanese girl. I'm also a Japanese girl. I'm a Japanese boy. I'm a teacher that you're going out with. Not really.
Kaino's just describing how he wishes his life was.
I wish I was a Japanese girl. What can I say?
Hey, can't blame him.
I mean, they get all the fun.
Dating his teacher.
Shh. I am the only teacher I can date. I enjoyed everything but the first, like, couple episodes. First couple episodes, those kids could have died for all I care.
Yeah, honestly.
Pino does not hate kids. I just didn't think those kids deserved to live.
I hate
anyways,
kids.
I did enjoy the action sequences, of course. Pino shows are usually full of action. And this had action. What little mystery it had, it was enough for me to say, you know what, I'm gonna do some digging because something doesn't feel right. It garnered that from me. And I was like, okay,
yeah.
If you can make me look up something, one, it's bad, but two,
yeah,
you did a good job because I'm looking something up right now.
Well, like
if I didn't care, I wouldn't have done anything. I would have been like, okay, I'm gonna continue playing Fire Emblem Heroes while watching this anime, which I did for the most part. But I still enjoyed what I heard. Is the thing I enjoyed the ending and the ending and opening, of course, the ending a little bit better. I'm not gonna be too harsh on it because again, 12 episodes is never enough for any show, in my opinion. 12 episodes is never enough.
Yeah.
Even if it's like if it's one season and 12 episodes, other than this show that I just put on the show because I just wanted to see how it was, I would never watch it. I think that this might be, and I read around all the forums. It's very controversial because fans are just like, you know, they butchered it, or fans are like, or non-fans are like, wow, this is interesting. Like they see some sort of like other themes that maybe people didn't think they did well, but I guess came across for other people. I, for one, understood most of the themes that they went for, even though some of them were a little bit iffy. But I did not find myself being angry or upset. I found myself being like, yeah, that's fine. And most of the times I was just like, oh, that's pretty cool. Again, I saw the dub. Voice acting was pretty good. You know, not gonna, like, everybody was like a star in that voice acting right there. Now that half of you are asleep, I will give it a secret 4-point. No, I'm just kidding. I woke you up now.
Snot bubble burst.
Just because a show can look nice with animations, or if a show has, you know, stars in their voice acting, or like people you know, or is a genre that you enjoy, not everything, as Chuck said, is. Oh, is that a fly? Not everything is. Not everything is about appearance, it's about content. So with that in mind, I give this a 3.4 out of 5. I had fun with it. I will say that.
You know what? I say that is respectable.
Mm-hmm. I had fun with it. Would I watch it again? Probably not.
Hell no.
Am I listening to the ending again? Yes. Yes, I am. But it was an interesting experience nonetheless. Yeah. If you want to watch it, go ahead. If you don't, perfectly fine.
If you don't, I don't blame you.
I mean, you're not missing anything. This is
one of the like shows, like one of the first shows that we've watched on this podcast that I'm like, you don't need to watch it. Like this is one of like I hate to say it because like there's usually redeeming qualities that can be like, okay, if you want to see like this kind of interesting storytelling or weirder animation or just like a kind of funky looking thing. This one, I'm just like, you can watch other anime that can give sort of the same vibe and just a better show. Like, I hate to say it, but that's just how it feels for me.
Yeah.
Also, before we get out of ratings, Garb, do you want to change your rating?
No. I was so okay. harsh on this show that if I changed it to anything else, I'd just look like a hypocrite.
I think I was pretty harsh on this show, and I still rated it pretty high.
No. I'm sticking to my guns.
Okay.
Remember, if you rate Kenmo Friends higher than a 4, I'm going to murder you all.
No promises, because you know what we're listening to watching next time.
Oh, we're watching Kimono Friends 2, baby!
Nice.
That's it, we're watching Kimono
I'm
Friends 2.
I'm not looking 2. Forward to it.
I'll be honest. I've since pulled a complete
having Chuck rate it higher than a lot of the things we've seen is insanity to me right there.
Well,
I at least rated the show
season 2
in a fair way.
Season 2 had some twists and turns. A lot of it was the show's production itself. A lot of people were really pissed off, and there were some events in the show that people may have not expected. And it was interesting to see how that turned out. So I'm excited to see what you guys think, because I saw it when it aired.
Oh, man, airing.
Because
that's like a weekly wait, right?
Yep, because anyone who watched the last episode would know that I fucking hated it at first, but it grew on me, and I pulled a complete 180, and I'm a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, welcome to the Hippocampus podcast. We're all hypocrites.
Yay.
Because of our Hippocampus. But yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Nonetheless, it's always a fun time with you boys. Who's hosting? You, Garb?
Yeah, it's me. Because I did the Kimono Friends 1.
Delectable. Delectably delicious.
So it'll be a chaotic, evil time.
Well, if we have nothing else to add, Chuck, Garb, anything you want to say?
No.
I'm tired. I've put a lot of energy into this podcast, and now I just want to
I only sleep. Asked for one thing. Thank you for the word. Tired, Garb. One word.
Mario Maker.
That's
cake. That is my word. Cake.
Cake. Okay.
All right. Well, the one who just finished becoming an android robot thing. Well, that's Garb because of the.
Hello. Yes, I am Hugh Man. John Hugh Man. How are you?
I thought you were going to say you were humongous.
I thought you were going to say you're a Hugh Neutron.
No.
Well, hey there, Jimbo. Welcome to Dimension W.
I see you fell through a rift.
Jimmy made a mistake that day when he made Dimension W. It all came back eventually. The one over there signing out Garb from the hospital and Robot Center. Well, that's Chuck.
This is the last time I'm signing you out, man.
You're the one
problem.
Who stabbed him.
You gotta stop bleeding so much, dude.
Fortunately, since I am no longer a human, I mean, since I error.
Okay, I'm gonna stab him now.
I can't
stab.
Believe he is error.
Stab. Man, you gotta stop bleeding. You gotta put him back in the office now.
He doesn't know I made 2 clones of Garb. He's actually still in the hospital, Ben.
What?
And the one waiting for his tea to be ready. Well, that's me, Pino. I was not in this scene.
Hell, I'm surprised we haven't done that before.
I was not in the. The only reason I did that was because half of these people were no longer in the anime. They just ceased to exist. Mary, nope. That cool technology kit, nope.
Nope, gone.
I'm here making tea. We are the Funky Anime Podcast.
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Fuck this show.
Tell your mom to not watch this show.
Yeah, tell your mom you love her, but also to just don't watch the show.
Tell her to just not watch anime. Don't recommend anime. Don't recommend this again. Like Garb said, this is like what your family thinks anime is. No, correct her politely though. Politely.
Tell her to watch Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
Thank you for waking me up, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Wake me up inside.
The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pinoplane. You can find Chuck at Upchucked Gaming on Twitter and Upchucked on YouTube. You can find Garb at Garbalax on Twitter or Garbalax on Twitch. You can find Pino at Pinoplane2 on Twitter and Pinatoplane2 on Twitch. Music made by Garbalax, editing by Chuck, audio mastering by Garbalax, moral support by Pino. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/3weebros. And make sure to check out our YouTube channel, 3weebros, so you can find our latest content. Thank you.